Now, Billy, I suppose just starting out, the start of a league campaign coming up, rearing to go after the McGrath Cup success, I'm sure, ready to get back on the field.
Well, indeed. So, look, you know, you can't substitute for playing games. And when you had a run of games like we had between Challengers and the McGrath Cup, you know, you were having games every week and in some cases 2 weeks. So, a 2 week gap is a bit strange for us now since the start of December, but it is what it is. And we look forward to the game.
How much of that successful McGrath Cup campaign do you keep, and how much of it do you have to park and say, look, this is a new challenge?
Yeah, well, 50-50, I suppose. Not something I've given great thought to. Obviously, we want to sustain what we've been doing well. So, look, that's always a challenge to every team, just to maintain what you've done well. what you can factor in, really, is that the tempo will go up, both in physical terms and in how people mentally think about the game. And how people handle that side of it, he often goes unspoken about or unnoticed, but it's a massive part of it that we don't fear the challenge and embrace it and take it on full face on. And so I suppose maintain what we're doing, but realise that it's up another notch and what seems to be bringing will be a lot more intense. And it's just about, you know, being mindful of that and accepting what's coming our way and deal with it.
Yeah, Billy, I suppose just kind of touching on that as well, because you saw, I suppose, the physical attributes and all the play was there on the pitch to be seen over the McGrath Cup. You talk about maybe the mental aspect, but that's one thing you have said already as well throughout this McGrath Cup campaign, is that the team are that bit more mature. The age demographic now is kind of mid-20s, where these are the type of players that are ready to take on this burden on their shoulders and try to excel on the big stage.
Yes, that's it. Look, that's the challenge to us as a group, that we have to know there's no beating around it. It's something we have to accept and see whether we can pass or fail as the man says. That's it. And there's no hiding from it. And there's no point in hiding from it, because you've got to know what you're facing into. And if you don't know what you're facing into, it's hard to prepare for all angles. So, look, that's it. And let the results do the talking for us after that.
Looking at this Waterford side, obviously, if you're talking in the context of you have to go up a gear for the league, I know you beat them well down in Waterford during the McGrath Cup. You'll be expecting them to go up a notch heading into this league campaign, an opener in front of their home crowd.
Indeed, I wouldn't say we beat them well, Luke. We were hanging on midway through the second half, and I'm not overstating it when I say hanging on. I would have thought you would have got about 200-1 and running with 10 minutes to go to win that game by 6 points, you know. They completely bossed the second half up to 25 minutes. And so, look, we're under no illusions. What lies ahead at the end of the day, Waterford were ahead of us in the league last year. We won 2 games, they won 3. So, we're under no illusions. What faces us, we know it's going to be a tight contest, and we've got to go down there, put our best foot forward, embrace the challenge that Waterford will bring to us, and see can we deal with it and get ahead of it. And that looks for me to find the winners and the losers in the night.
I know there's obviously an old cliche, and it's true in a lot of senses. You take kind of each game as it comes, but when the fixtures come out, do you look at fixtures like this one against Waterford? I know you're saying they finished ahead of you last year, but do you look at fixtures like this and say, look, these are ones that we have to narrow in on, we need to be winning these games where we're against, we'll say, rivals that are close to our own abilities?
Not particularly, no. I suppose when the fixtures come out, we look at how many home games you have. That'll be the first thing you look at. And the second thing you'll probably look at is, for the away trips, how far are we travelling? And I doubt there's a manager of the country who'll think any different to that. That's the initial. Then you'll probably look at, right, what's first, how many, you know, and you'll start deeming it from there, and you'll start looking at how you think they may set up and start prepping for that side of it. And that's ultimately what you do. And, there's no other way. You start focusing on your own plans and how you want the team to shape up and to play and help them get into the peak form as best we can ahead of the first, what I call real, and drop the commas, real important game of the year.
Looking at, we'll say, last year's campaign and bringing certain aspects of it into this campaign, maybe leaving some behind, trying to improve on other bits. Maybe a couple of close losses, Billy, where the game was in the melting pot late on, and you maybe didn't have enough experience to take the initiative and show that cutting edge to go on and maybe win a game that's in the melting pot coming into the last few minutes. Have you looked at that this year?
Oh, we have. Look, I mean, it was obvious enough to us last year that, you know, if I sum up three games, I think against Leitrim, we didn't take our goal chances. I think we had four of them in the game. We didn't take any of them. Against Wicklow, we played against the Breeze in the first half. We were in a great shape at half-time and probably felt that the game was there, didn't go up, but we clubbed it and we struggled to understand that. I would put that, no, that doesn't guarantee us we'd have won either games, but there were two different challenges. And I think against Wexford, it came down to not taking our opportunities in the last 20 minutes when we had a lot of point scoring opportunities, some in front of goals we didn't take. So each of them three games are alive in my head, and there were three different dynamics that I feel we needed to improve on. And obviously, look, there are things we've been working on since then, and very conscious of them going into the new year, because it's that separates winning and losing. And it's been able to handle the pressure and the expectation now is the key to it, because, you know, we've worked on it. You can argue we've delivered against Tipperary last year, and, you know, people can perceive to be Cork there and all that, but look, it's simple enough in my head. You've got to deliver that performances week in, week out to ultimately know that you've gone up a gear. And to something we can really know that in the league performances, so then we can assess. And we'll only have to take it one game at a time, because we can only play one game at a time. And that's it.
Billy, I suppose talking about, we'll say it's in the lead up now. Obviously, it's we're very close to the opener. The last week of training, what type of vibe would have been in the camp after, we'll say, a successful pre-season? Is there nerves of maybe a bit more expectation, or would there be more of an excitement after a good campaign coming into this?
I wouldn't think there's either. I think it's very much grounded. I think we had a horrible experience from tip to cock last year, and I think that's very evident in the lads' thinking, and I think they're very much aware of that. So, look, I think they've kept their feet well and truly on the ground, you know, and I suppose in the wrong way, looking forward to it, but I suppose with a bit of nervousness as well, like any team would be when you stopped off the competitive. You want to try and hit the ground running, which ultimately means a victory. Never easy when you're on your travels. So, but look, I have to say the lads have very much their feet well and truly planted on the ground since the Cork McGrath Cup final game.
Just finally, Billy, do you have a full panel to select from? Are there any niggly injuries, any serious injuries coming into this one?
Well, no, we don't have. We haven't had a full panel like, you know, Sean O'Dea, Peter Nash, Colin McSweeney, Gordon Brown, and Dave Connolly. They jump out at me straight away. Luke Murphy's now fallen into that category, and I might be leaving one or two others out at this point. So we have some injuries. Mike Fitzgibbon is another guy. So there is a number of injuries that are quite significant, but look, thankfully a couple of them are coming towards the end of the recovery period. And we've known all year long that the first three league games would probably be a stretch for any of those to make it, and that's the way it's going to prove, I think, you know. But we deal with it and we move on. There's no point crying over spilt milk.